This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Coloradans will receive $4 million in refunds of guaranteed automobile protection. That comes from Belco and Canvas Credit Unions. The insurance covers the difference between what a consumer owes on an auto loan and what insurance on a vehicle pays in case of a loss. The payout stems from a state investigation that showed the credit unions weren't refunding the fees when they should. Protections for reproductive rights is one big issue Democrats hope to address in the new session. CPR's Benta Berkland says it convened today.
Democratic Representative Meg Froelich was a main sponsor of the new law that codifies legal abortion in Colorado. She said lawmakers also want to put into law an executive order from Governor Polis that aims to protect abortion providers from lawsuits from other states.
We want to make sure that our providers are protected in terms of their privacy and in terms of their scope of practice and their licensure and any out-of-state action.
Republicans at the Capitol are expected to oppose the measure, but will not have the votes to stop Democrats from enacting the legislation. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado health workers are being honored for fighting the opioid crisis. Dr. Don Stater has led the Colorado Naloxone Project. It coordinates efforts to distribute the overdose reversal medication in every emergency department in the state. The Colorado Insurance Commissioner and Chief Deputy Commissioner are also being recognized. This is CPR News, and it's 4:05.